You find the bed, the shoes turned upside down. So Rashi learns the pshat is piyam lamata. That means the shoe, instead of being straight up, it's upside down. You found the shoes upside down. That the boyo was there, somebody was with his wife, and he turned his shoes upside down that nobody should know that he's there like. So Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says in such a case, like something looks fishy here, is Taitza, you have to get rid of your wife. Just the fact the shoes are upside down, of let's see whose shoes they are. Like if they're your shoes, so there's no problem. If they're somebody else's shoes, you have a for sure problem. So what do you mean just, it's not only a suffix, it should be a vada. Let's see whose shoes they are. So we're not talking about the shoes themselves. That if it's the Bilam shoes, there's no problem. We found the place, there's the imprints on the floor, was like upside down. So that's something, Tataka Samita. And this, Amar Rebbe, Hilam, Chuladar, Taitzai. Since it looks like something's fishy there, like there was a man, it looks like there's a good side, there was a man in the room there, and you saw the way the Reichel, this merchant, came out of the house. So you have a good svara, a good reason to say that your wife was living with him, and therefore the din is according to Rebbe, Taitzai, even though there's no edim there, but it's mechuyir adava. Mechuyir adava means any time we have a rumor, we have a reason to think that something happened, with that alone, a kerl alone, without edim, is moitzi. So that's the teretz nesira. Rav holds you have to have edim. Either Bryce was mashma yonin in edim when you have children involved. But if there are no children involved, even without edim, just a rumor that a man lived with an eshes ish, that the man is also to marry her. So the teretz is, one goes according to Rebbe, one goes according to Rav. But now the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, v'hilchasa, what's the maskana? K'hilchasa kavosa the Rav. We talk a paskin like Rav. So Rashi, diyomar, ein marzikim kol elo b'edim. Yes, time a rumor is going around that a man lived with somebody's wife, doesn't mean anything. We don't have to get, the original husband doesn't have to give his wife a get. Only if there are edim there that they live together. The halacha is karav. But we also paskin like Rebbe. So Rebbe Gemara, Akash, Yilchus, it's a steamer then. According to Rebbe, you do not need edim to see them being together. It's enough that's mechuyir hadavar. According to Rebbe, any time there's a rumor going around or something looks fishy, even though you don't have edim there, still the din is you have to get rid of your wife, according to Rebbe. So how could the halacha be like Rav that needs edim, and the halacha be like Rebbe that you do not need edim? According to halachas, there are stira. So Gemara says like this: like Kashi, there's no stira. Ho be kerla de posik. One kerla means a rumor that went around town. Again, like Rashi looked down before that this Ruvain lived with Dina. But the rumor stopped after 1 hour of gossip, after 1 hour went around, people talking, they stopped talking about it. So in the case the kol deposit, the rumor stopped, then we pass like Rav. That if the rumor stopped, we'll soon see how long it is, a day and a half. If after, in less than a day and a half, the rumor stopped, then we say if it was only a rumor, it means nothing. You don't have to be taitzei. Only if there are edim there, that the man was mazana with your wife, then you have to be taitzei. Trashi the posak means she yotza kill achar loymar sheker hualas. Better, even stronger. Not just Thomas stopped talking, but there was another rumor right away spread around. That the second rumor was that whoever spread the first rumor that this Reuven lived with an eshes ish is a liar, made a mistake. So in such a case, since the second rumor breaks the first rumor, then the original husband does not have to get rid of his wife. Only if there were edim there that says they saw the way Reuven did live with your wife. Now, ho bekulot leposik. When do we paskin like Rebbe? Even if there were not edim there that saw the man live with your wife, still if there's just a rumor going on, you have to get rid of your wife, that's a kulot leposik. If a rumor went around, we'll soon see for a day and a half, and nobody stopped it, that has some meaning to it, and in such a case, the husband has to give his wife a get. With the rabbonim, he has to give his wife a get. If there's a rumor going around town for a day and a half already that somebody lived with your wife, so then you have to give your wife a get. Now the Marissa Kasha. Kerla de Leiposik, didn't the Terence here, but Horba Kerla de Leiposik, the what? The Marissa explains now. Kerla de Leiposik, in a case where the curl did not stop, Vilek Eidim, and even though there are no Eidim, Karebi, we talk a whole like Rebbe's halacha. That the halacha is what? She's also to you. That with the Rabbonah, you have to give her a get. Ma'ashenke and Kerla de Posik, let's say a rumor went around town, but within a day it stopped. or there was a second rumor going around that the first rumor is sheker, then you don't have to give your wife a get. Only v'ke'edim karav. Only if there are edim that saw that your wife lived with this other man, then you have to give your wife a get. But if there's no edim, you don't have to give your wife a get like Rav. That's therefore there's no spirit halacha. Now the Gemara says, the koila delay posik at kama, like how long does the koila, the rumor, have to go around town that you say then the halacha is like Rebbe? That even though there are no edim that your wife lived with this man, but as long as the rumor is continuously going on that somebody lived with your wife, you have to give your wife a get. At kama, how long? Amr Abaye said, Amr li aim, that my mother told me, this is a stepmother, Abaye's parents died when he was born, so Amr li aim always means Abaye's stepmother, the one that brought him up, that Dumi Demasa, that means the Yent is a town. Dumi Demasa, the Yent is a town, the people that talk a lot, spread rumors, that means Dumi Demasa, Yoima Palga. How long is called a curl that doesn't pause and doesn't stop a day and a half? And for a day and a half, people are talking, the gossip is around town, that this man lived with this Ashes Ish. For a day and a half, the rumor goes around, that means something. And after a day and a half, the husband has to give his wife a get. Trashi Dumya Demasa means Chashudi Ir. The people that are Chashudir, the Nishnachrina Dumya Lo Yoda Vadi. His kids are therefore is no stira. If the curl goes around for a day and a half, even if there are no edim, just on gossip, people are talking like that, it means something, halachis karevi, that the husband, midrabbanan, has to give his wife a get. But if the kail stopped less than a day and a half, then you don't have to give your wife a get. Only the way Rav says then, if there were edim, then you have to give your wife a get. But if there were no edim, then you're still mutter to be with your wife. Right. Now the Gemara says, v'lo yamoron el d'lay posik b'ni y'b'nei. That's what we say for a day and a half. Like, there wasn't a second curl stopping the first curl, but providing the first curl went seder for a day and a half, people kept on talking, and they did not stop in between. In other words, what Rashi said before, but the posik means that on second rumor came out saying the first one is sheker. So it's saying the second one did not come out for a day and a half. Now, even the first day and a half, it has to be that the first rumor, keseder, people were talking about it. The leipostek, it did not stop in between that day and a half. Then it means something, and with the rabbonin, you have to give your wife a get. But let's say in between the day and a half, there were times when people weren't talking about it, that's not called a good rumor. Then you don't have to give your wife a get. It was only said, el de leipostek machmas yira. Even if it does stop, we say then you don't have to give your wife a get. Only if it didn't stop, machmas yira. Means somebody didn't force it. Avoposik machmas yira who? Let's say like the person they're talking about gave out a kill, and whoever talks about it, we're not going to kill you. So people are afraid to talk about it. That's not called posik. That's not called the rumor stop. Because the reason why now people are not talking is because they're afraid of him. What has to be, it stops by itself, means it dies down. If it dies down, then the pshat is, at the beginning it wasn't such a strong rumor, they weren't telling the truth at the beginning, that's why it died down. But if it dies down because of Yira, they're afraid of him, that's not called dying down. It's also talking about when the rumor went out of town for a day and a half that the husband has to give his wife a get, only if the husband doesn't have enemies in town. Avalika oyevim. Let's say the husband has enemies in town, then oyvim hu diafkale lekoila. The husband has the right to say, Mistama, my enemies put out this rumor about my wife, that they want to make me lose my wife. So the husband doesn't have to care about the koil. Like if the husband has a reason to say that he knows who caused this rumor to go around town, that somebody lived with my wife, then he doesn't have to give his wife a get. He has the right to say that somebody else, these oyvim, the enemies, caused it. Tananosim. We learned the Mishnah in Gittin like this. If a man hears a bad rumor about his wife, a curl went out that his wife lived with somebody else, so because of that he gave his wife a get. He wasn't mechuyif to, but he gave his wife a get, mishum shemra. It was a bad name about his wife. The halacha is lo yachzer. Later on, he's not allowed to marry her back again. Once he gives her a get, we tell him, you should know, think twice. Because if you give your wife a get because of a shemra, the din is midirabonin, you're not allowed to marry her back again. We'll soon see why. The same thing mishum neder. Let's say a husband found out that his wife has a neder, and if for some reason he didn't want to be made for the neder, matter the neder, he doesn't like his wife because she has this neder. The lochur is layachzer. If you give your wife a get because she has a neder, we tell you, you should know, you're not going to be able to marry her back again. The din is layachzer. Rashi explains why. Mishum neder layachzer, Rashi says. The time of Mephorah Shossam, the Gemara explains the Gittin, the Asher Leget, Shema Toi Meyast, if we let the husband later marry her back again, we're afraid, Shema Telech Zuei Tzachochem Liyacha Shenisais. Maybe the wife, after she gets a get, she'll get married to a second husband. She'll be married to somebody else, and she'll have children from him. And then the wife will realize that she'll go to a Chochem, and she'll be married to the Neder. V'yata La Nidra. Now, V'yemra Megarish, now the original husband is going to find out about this. Again, what happened? The original husband gave his wife a get because she had a certain nether. She had a certain promise. She can't go someplace. She can't go to this store. And the husband couldn't take that. But now later, when the husband finds out that his wife was mata that nether, the original husband is going to say like this to himself. Even when you see a day, if I would have known she eshetel a nether shenodra, that there's a way to be mata that nether, if she would have given me $100, I wouldn't have given a get. Really, I loved her, B'yoyser. So to come out now, the original husband is like Hascharoti gave his wife a get, and he's going to say, no, I gave the wife a get on a mistake. It was a choice that I gave her a get. And he wants to uproot the get, the gittin. So it comes out now, the first get wasn't chal, and therefore, boneh minasheni mamzerim. It comes out now when his wife got married to a second husband, the first gittin wasn't chal, so the new kedushin is not chalida, and the kids are mamzerim. So in order that this should not happen, lefikach, we tell the original husband, oimrim loy, metchila, have you a day you should know. The din is shehamaitzi asishna mishum neder. If you're giving your wife a get because she has a neder, shenodra, the din is with rabbanin lo yachzer alamis. You're never allowed to marry her back again. Therefore, we tell you, if your wife is so dear to you right now try and be mata the neder. But don't wait till later and be yoker the gittin. So the kids, since we tell the husband right now, so therefore we're not afraid of this. If the husband still gives her a get, so later, after she got married to a second husband, and then she does get a het in the dorim, when the original husband finds out about it, he can't be mevatel the get, because he already told him at the beginning that you're never allowed to marry her back again. And the same svar applies, on mishum shemra. So Rashi, the same thing. Sheyotzo leha, that there was a rumor about his wife that she was mezana with somebody. And because of that, the husband gave her a get. So he tells the husband, you should know, lo yachzer. Who could appreciate the same svara? Time, what's the reason? Mishum tinosa liyacher. We're afraid she's going to get married to another husband. V'yotza kerlo lo halaza rishon shesheker hoya. And after she got married to a second husband, there's going to be a new rumor around town that first rumor that was spread that she lived with somebody was sheker. It was never true. She's a kosher, she's a tzadikis. She never lived with another man. If so, the yischara tamagarish, so the original husband is going to have charota, feel bid, he gave her get. For Yerim is going to say the same thing, that if I would have known that a rumor is going to come out that the first rumor was false, I would have never given you a get. And it comes out to get this bottle of Afreya, and the kids from the second husband is a mamzer. So in order that should not come about, we tell the husband at the beginning, you should know, if you're giving your wife a get because she had a bad name, no matter what happens later, even if another rumor comes out to say the first one is false, you can't do anything about it. You're not going to be able to marry her back again. So think twice before you give her a get. So therefore, if he gives her the get, we say he means to give her a get, and that's it. He can't be chaser anymore. That's the halacha. Now, the Gemara says, Sholach le Rabba bar Huna le Rabba bar Rav Nachman. So Rabba bar Rav Huna sent a letter to Rabba Rav Nachman that Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you taught us, Konas mahu sheyotzi. What's going to be the loch in this case if the original husband, after he gives his wife a get because of a neder, or because of a shemra, he does marry you back. He did listen to Chachamim. The Chachamim say, you're not allowed to marry your wife back, and he did marry you back. What's the loch? Mal sheyotzi. Do we tell the husband, you have to give your wife a get now? He's allowed to marry you back. The kedushin is chal. The question is, the Rabbanan said not to do it. So if he did it, the Rabbanan goes so strong to say, you have to give your wife a get. So Amalei, he answered back, I'll bring you proof in our Mishnah. Tanini, we learned in our Mishnah, Hanit and Alei Shashish. If there was a rumor going around that somebody lived with an Eishashish, V'yoytziyoy mitachas yodoy. And the original husband gave his wife a get because of that. There's a rumor that his wife was a Saita, so the husband gave his wife a get. So the din is now the boyo, this man, is not allowed to marry her. So it says in the Mishnah, what about if he did go and marry her? Afo pisha konas yaitzi. It says clearly now, Mishnah, even if the boyo later goes to marry her, he has to give her a get. So you see that when the Rabbanan say not to get married, if you do get married, you have to give a get. Amalei, he answered back, me dummy, what's the raya from our Mishnah? It's not alike. Hosom hoitziyu. And now a Mishnah we madayt before, hoitziyu mashma bezdin tells the original husband, you have to give your wife a get. Like Rav said, it's talking about Edom. There were Edom there that saw the wife live with a man. So then midiraisa, she's a soita, and the husband has to give her a get, and midiraisa, the boyo, this man, is not allowed to marry her. So that's why we say if he did marry her, t'kachai v'lavin, you have to give her a get later. But there is a diraisa. For hocha, but over here, hoitziyu. It's only the rabbanim dikalocha. Here, mid the rabbanim, we say if you give your wife a get, because she has a nether or a shemram, and after you gave her a get, you have charot, you want to marry her back, havati mid the raisa, you are allowed to. It's only mid the rabbanim you should do it. So maybe when it's only the rabbanim not to marry her, if you did marry her already, maybe the rabbanim didn't stop it. Maybe the rabbanim didn't say yaitzi. So what's the raya for now, Mishnah? So Moran says, for Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, the reason why he brought a raya for now, Mishnah, because Masnista Nami Hoitziyu Tanan, he did not have the girsa for Hoitziyuhu that Bezdin told the husband he has to get rid of him. He was Gerastam Hoitziyu. In other words, that the husband by himself gave his wife a get. Not like Rav. That the Mishnah is talking about the Wastama rumor going around town that his wife lived with somebody else. But there weren't Edim. So Midiraisa, she's still mutter to her first husband. Still, the husband went ahead and gave her a get. So the Rabbanan say now, Midirabbanan, the boy is not allowed to marry her. And still, our Mishnah says, let's say he does marry her, Yaitzi. So you see, when the Rabbanan say not to do something, if you do it, you have to give a get. Said it's a good raya. The Murah says, no, Viakati Midami, still it's not alike. Ho, ho, Baal. And now a Mishnah, here we're talking about now the Baal. The husband that gave his wife because of a nether of a shemra, you're not supposed to marry her back. Aber for Hossam, Boyal. And now Mishnah, we're talking about the Boyal. The one that lived with the Eishes Ish, after the Eishes Ish gets a get, you're not allowed to marry her. They're two different people. So Amalei, he answered back, so what? Like Shapit Dom Yadodi, they're still alike one and the other. Hocho Amar Rabbanan Lo Yichlois. What's the difference? They're the same svara though. Here, when a husband gives his wife a get because she has a neder or a shemra, the Rabbanan tells you don't marry her back again. Or in the Mishnah, rather. When the Mishnah is din, when the boyo is not allowed to marry her, it's only with the Rabbanan. And still the din is, v'imkonas yaitzi. So when the Rabbanan tells you not to get married, the din is, if you do get married, you have to get rid of her. In Sochinam, the same svara applies over here also. When the Rabbanan told the husband, if you give your wife a get because of a nether, you should know you're not allowed to marry her back again. Since the Rabbanan said not to marry her back, if you did marry her back, avada, you have to give her a get. So it's not a good raya from our Mishnah. His Hochinam, Yavir Rabbanan Layasiv, Yimkonas Yaitzi. Samura says, Velahi, no, maybe still there's no raya. Hatayahosom, Ilume Al Melakoila. In our Mishnah, the reason why the Rabbanan was so strong, that if the boyal goes and marries the Eishes Ish, he has to give her a get, because if you go and marry her, you're making the curl strong. Like, what was the first curl? If the Goel, not like Rav, there weren't Edim. It was just a rumor going around town that this Reuven, this boyal, lived with Dina and Eishes Ish. Lived with Dina. So now Dina's husband gave her a get. He wasn't mechuyev to, there's only a rumor, but he gave her a get. So the Rabbanan tells Reuven, don't marry this Dina. And if you do marry her, you have to get rid of her. You know why? Because by you marrying her, everybody's going to say, wow, it was taka true, the first rumor. The reason why he's marrying her is because he likes her, he lived with her before. So such an azus, laz, the Rabbanan don't want to go around town. So Rabbanan tell him, you have to give her a get. Don't live with her. Because by you staying living with her, you're going to make the first rumor true. But over here, the husband has nothing wrong. Here the case is, the husband gave his wife a get because it was a shemra. People were saying bad things about her. So true, he gave her a get. Later, if he marries her back, it's not so wrong, really. What's wrong? At most, people say is, why is he marrying her back? Because now we found out that the first girl was sheker. He found out his wife was a tzaddikis. That's why he's marrying her back. So there's no laws. If he does marry back, it shows there's nothing wrong with his wife. So here, maybe, even though you're not supposed to marry her back because there's gzeira, the kid should not come, I'm zeirim, but if the husband did marry her back, maybe he's allowed to stay with her. So you can't bring a proof for now, Mishnah. And now a Mishnah is a svara, the boil has to give her get, because Kolzman is living with her, people are going to say the first rumor was true. And we don't want to happen, we don't want people to machazik a rumor that he has nus for an eshashish. But shaken over here, there's nothing wrong, therefore here maybe you don't have to be yotzi. So if a kid, there's no raya for now, Mishnah, so we're leaving, there's no raya. So the Mishnah. Ha mevi get memdina sayom. If somebody's a shliach to bring a get, the Baal lives someplace and is bringing the get to another place where his wife is in Medina Sayyam, outside Eretz Yisrael. So the locher is the Yomah before Nechtam before Nechtam. The locher is the Shliach that brings the get. He has to tell the Bezdin who is giving the get that before Nechtam the get was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. And the reason the Gemara Gin talks about it, Rashi says, is the time before Begin Lefi Shein Bekim Lishma. In Chutz Laaretz, we're afraid that people don't know you have to write the get Lishma. So the shliach that brings the get, he has to say, before nechtav, in front of me the get was written, and I know the get was written l'shmo. That's called before nechtav. Now the shliach that brings the get, and gives it to the person's wife, the locher is lo yisa sishtoi. After the get is chal, the shliach should not marry her. With the rabbonin, he should marry her. Rashi hoyov yadibura samchinan. Since we have to be samich on the shliach's words, that the get is good, we have to be afraid, like maybe it'll be a lie. People will talk and say, maybe the get really wasn't good. And the reason why the shliach said it was good, because he likes this lady, he wants to marry her. So that's why he gave her the get. So therefore, mishum laz, this person that brought the get should not marry her. Lo yisas ishtay. What about nes? Now, a new edus. Let's say a man comes and says, nes, a man comes and tells a lady, you should know your husband died. Haraktiv, you should know I killed your husband. Haraknu, we killed your husband. So the kid said, the edus is telling the wife that she's no more married, she's an amona now, she's allowed to get married. So locher is, lo yisas ishtoi. This aid that's telling her that the husband died, he himself should not marry her. Again, the same reason. We're afraid maybe he's lying, that maybe really the husband didn't die, and he's only saying that because he wants to marry her. Therefore, he himself is not allowed to marry her. We'll see in the Gemara. So Rashi says, "Ikal losus for sayim." The people talk and say a rumor here that really the get, really the husband did die. Just he wants to marry her. So therefore, with the rabbanon, he's not allowed to marry her. Rabbi Yehuda Raima depends. Haraktiv loytinasa yishtoi. If he says that I killed him, then you can't marry her. Mashenket haragnuo. But if the edus is just that we killed the husband, we'll soon see in the Gemara what that means. Tinasa yishtoi. Then this aid that's saying that we killed your husband, then he is allowed to marry you. That's the Mudashita. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rashi says, Afilu liyacher, alpiv lefi shumesim atzer rasha. Vatzayom ratoshes rashaid. When the aid says that I killed your husband, we don't believe you that you killed him. Therefore, you're allowed to marry her. Vashenkin, we killed him, then you can't marry the wife. So the Gemara says, the Gemara will explain what's the difference. So in both cases, you see, you're making yourself into a Rasha, you shouldn't be believed. I will see in the Gemara. So on the ratio of the Mishnah, the Gemara says like this. Time adam dina sayom. Why do we say if a shliach brings a get outside Eretz Yisrael, that he can't marry her, is because it's outside Eretz Yisrael, the yoleh samchinen, that he has to say before nechtam, we have to rely on him, and therefore we don't want him to marry her, people shouldn't say, really it wasn't a good get. Avom Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael they give a get, the law of Leikos Samchinim, we're not saying on the Shliach, he doesn't have to say before Nechtov, Yisas Ishtoi. So Stam a Shliach that brings a get in Eretz Yisrael, he's allowed to marry that wife then. For the Gemara, for her mace, then the Mishnah says, if you tell a lady that her husband died, that you're not allowed to marry her. Skor Kashri is her mace, the law of Leikos Samchinim. We're not really saying on the aid, the fact that she's getting married. The Yomkos, it's only an aid echot. So why really is an isha allowed to get married if an aid echot tells her that her husband died? The Yom Amar will have a sugi late about it, that the svar is isha daika mitzvah. When an isha hears that her husband dies, she doesn't stop get married. She's afraid to get married. She's also afraid maybe her husband is alive. So therefore she's daika mitzvah for sure. She checks out the rumor. She makes sure to find out that her husband really died. That's why she's allowed to be samech on the aid echot. So it's not really cool to be samech on the aid echot. Totally, we're being samech more or less on her. Exactly how it works is a big machloikis rishonim. We'll see later on in the Masechta. But our kol is not called we're totally samech on the yed echad. We're also samech upon her. That's why you're allowed to get married to her. No, it's the kasha. Uktani, still the Mishnah says lo yisas ishtoi. Still you're not allowed to marry her. So you see, even though we're not samech on the yed, even though the yed is the one that's saying that her husband died and she's madaik herself, still the yed is not allowed to marry her. So the chur in Eretz Yisrael should be the same halacha. If you give a get in Eretz Yisrael, even though you don't have to say before Nechtov, but still they're being samech on you, you're helping along the get, you shouldn't be able to marry her. So Mora says no. Hosom lekuksava, haki kuksava. When you're saying the husband died, there's no ksav to prove it. So you're only saying it by pair, that's called you doing more there. Therefore you can't marry her. But in Eretz Yisrael, when you bring a get, you're doing very little. What's making the Gershon? The get, the Ksav is making the Gershon. So the Ksav is what's doing it, not you. Therefore, you're like out of the picture. Therefore, you're allowed to marry her. The Tanan we learned, Ma be get lemisa, what's the difference? Sha Ksav mechiach. If you have a Ksav the get, that's mechiach showing us really what's going on. That it's the get that's being the Garisha. Therefore, we're not afraid. Therefore, we let them get. Therefore, the Shliach is allowed to marry this Gerusha in Eretz Yisrael. Because he doesn't have to play before an Echtav. Mashenkin, the aid that has to say your husband died, with this, that aid can't marry you, because kafot was sending on him, there's no ksav there, it's only on his dibur, therefore he's not allowed to marry you. Okay, the Mishnah says, Mace, horaktiv, horagnuhu, loyises ishtoi. If somebody comes along and tells a wife, he tells a lady, you should know, either I killed your husband, or else we killed your husband, or stam your husband died, the locher is, the isha believes him, the isha has a right now to get married, just this person should not marry her. So Mar makes a diyak, who knew the loyisa sishtoi? He should not marry her. Holiyacha tinosei. But to somebody else, she's allowed to get married. In other words, we believe this person, this eid echo that says that he killed the husband, we believe him. Fatigmar, why? I have Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Ploini Ravani Lyonsi. If somebody says, that man was Raveya me, had Mishkav Zacha with me, Lyonsi, he forced me, his Huvi Yachem, it's Tarif from the Hargoy. Then you could say Adis. If you and another person say Adis, you saw the way that other person came to be with you, have Mishkav Zacha with you, Bezdim will kill that person. What about Luritsoini? Let's say you say that other person came and had Mishkav Zacha with me, but I was willing to do it. In other words, you also did the Avera. You did it together. Then the Loch was Roshahu. You're a Rosha. So you can't be an eight. Bezdin doesn't believe you to say that the other person had Mishkav Zacha with you, because you're a Rosha. The Torah says, Al Toshes Yotchim Rosha, Liya Seid Chamas. You can't go together with the Rosha. We don't believe the Rosha. So here also, how could we believe this Eid Echad when he said, tells the wife, that I killed your husband, if you killed him, you're a Rosha. We can't believe you. The Chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, Shani Eidis Isha, the Akilu Barabonin. Here we're talking about telling a wife that your husband's dead, that's a kula. That's called Eidus Isha, like we said before, because the svara really is that the Isha checks it out herself. So the Rabbanim will make a leave to believe in Eid Echad. So maybe the Rabbanim also believed in Rosh also. So that's why here a person is meant to say, I killed your husband. For tomorrow, no. The Yom Rav Menashe,